I'm Marissa Melton. Rescue and recovery continues in the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian, the most powerful storm to hit the islands in recorded history. 7 deaths are confirmed, although the death toll is expected to rise. Meanwhile, Dorian is slowly approaching the states of South and North Carolina as it moves away from waters off the states of Florida and Georgia. The AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Part of the coast is safe.
We certainly got lucky in Florida.
President Trump, after being briefed on Dorian's track, which is taking it further up the coast.
Hurricane Dorian has its sights set on North Carolina.
With the potential for a foot or more of rain in spots, Governor Roy Cooper is urging residents to get ready. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says Dorian's effects are already being felt.
We are getting reports of downed trees already in Glenn and Wayne County.
South Carolina's also bracing for flooding. I'm Sagar Magani.
The British Parliament squares off once again with Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson, intent on forcing him to petition the European Union to delay Britain's EU departure until January 31st. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has more.
The House of Commons is confronting Johnson over his insistence that the UK leave the EU on October the 31st, even without a withdrawal agreement. Johnson argues that further delaying Britain's exit from the EU will have a harmful effect on the UK economy.
He wants to spend £1 billion a month net to keep us in the EU beyond October the 31st.
If lawmakers decide to block the option of a no-deal Brexit, then Johnson has said he will seek a general election. In order to call a snap general election, Johnson will need a two-thirds majority in Parliament. Karen Chamas, London.
Pope Francis is on the road as he begins a three-nation African tour. On his itinerary are Mozambique, Madagascar, and Mauritius. You're listening to VOA News. There could be an easing of tensions in Hong Kong, where Chief Executive Carrie Lam says she's formally